In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Today is the exaltation of the cross of Jesus Christ. And when I think about that, I said for 39 years I've been preaching the cross on the radio. The cross of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Hallelujah. Where would we be without the cross? In eternity, we're going to spend eternity thanking God for sending his son to die for our sins. We're going to spend eternity doing that. I'm looking at Psalm 37. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take your delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. This whole Psalm of 37, trust in the Lord. Do good. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Trust in the Lord. Do good. He'll give you the desires of your heart. When people come to me to ask, would you pray for the will of God in my life? I pray that the desires of their heart would come about, because that's what the will of God is. He puts it deep within our hearts. It's not something outside of us. It's something inside of us. I remember when before I went into the seminary, I asked the Lord that I would have the desire of my heart, that he would give me that for me. And I entered the seminary. I had 5 good years in the seminary. I did not dislike it. So trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Do good, and you will live in the land. Take delight in the Lord, and you will have the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart are with you. That's what you want, what you really want.
The only way to get these desires is to trust, is to trust, is to trust. The Lord gives us what we trust him for. Jesus wants to trust us with everything, but first we need to trust Jesus with everything. Trust is the vessel which all graces are given. There's something in our lives that we're not receiving, a grace we're not getting, a pain we're not getting rid of. It's just because we're not trusting in the Lord fully. You know, our whole life is just an exercise of how much can we trust Jesus? How much are we surrendered to Jesus? How much do we love Jesus? So when we're a child, we act like a child, and we have this childlike trust where we just can trust the Lord for everything. But unless you're like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we just want to know that every dream which is of God you have on your heart, it's been put there by God, and he's just waiting to give it to you. He's waiting to give it to you. He's waiting to give it to you. And what he's waiting on? That you just stop leaning on your understanding, stop leaning on your own power, and you just trust fully on Jesus. So, Father, just give us all the grace. Give me the grace that we know that you already have our life planned, that you have every good deed we'll ever do written in our book, that every good thing and every desire that you put in us that we want to achieve on this earth for you, that the secret is you're going to do it for us and through us. And you're just waiting for us to trust you, to trust you, to trust you. So, Lord Jesus, just give us that grace to trust you so we can manifest your kingdom of heaven while here on that earth.
And the word of God says from the 37th Psalm, verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. That's what people find difficult, to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Because God's time is not our time. God has placed things within our heart for a certain time, and we need to trust him. That's why we need to be still before the Lord. We're calling 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. Call and see if we pray for you that the Lord would do something. I want to pray for a young boy named Christopher who has cancer. In the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I command it to wither and die. I ask you, Lord, to heal Christopher. Christopher, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the blood be completely and totally healed. I pray for Mary, that the Lord would heal Mary and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Yes, today, strengthen my friend Mary in the name of Jesus. Who's calling?
Paul.
Paul, what would you like to say?
I'd like you to pray for my wife, Marie.
What's her name?
Marie.
Marie. Lord, we pray for Marie. We ask you that you would give her the best of your presence, that she would come to know you and love you and serve you. And if she's sick, that you would heal her by the power of your blood, by the power of your grace. Lord Jesus, heal Marie. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Delight yourself in the Lord. He's so wonderful. He cares about you. As I said last week, he knows you by name. He's imprinted you on the palms of his hands. He loves you. He has plans for your life. 617-770-3030.
Delight in the Lord, and he'll give you your heart's desire. How do we get our heart's desire? We delight in the Lord. What are we delighting in our life? Are we delighting in the Word of God, the Blessed Sacraments, the Eucharist, Jesus, the saints, the Blessed Mother? Or are we delighting ourselves in, you know, the things of the news, sports, politics? These are all good things. But how do we get our heart's desire? We delight in the Lord. We let the love of God wash over us. We let the peace and the love of heaven just inundate us. You know, tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to be delighting in the Lord. We're all going to be in one accord for the glory meeting, just singing to God, praising Jesus, tell him how worthy he is, how holy he is. And when you do this, all of a sudden, heaven starts to invade earth. You know, heaven starts to invade your body, and we begin to become activated in the things of the Spirit. Our heart's desires, which have been put there by God, begins to be activated in your life. We begin to gain the supernatural fruit of the Spirit, of trust and faith and love and joy. You can begin to be fused with Jesus, that your thoughts become fused with Jesus' thoughts, that he begins to live his life through you, that the Holy Spirit starts to overwhelm you and overcome you, that your human nature becomes fused to God's divine nature, that we receive God's divinity. You know, this is what's in our hearts. We have a God-sized, Jesus-sized hole in all of our hearts. And how do we receive the things, the delights of our hearts? Is we delight in the Lord. We delight in the Lord. So what we focus on becomes the focus of our life. And when we focus on God, we focus on Jesus, when we focus on the things of the Spirit, those things starts to manifest in us and through us, in you and through you.
Oh, yes, delighting in the Lord gets us everywhere. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're holy. Jesus, you're precious. Jesus, you are great. Jesus, you're awesome. Delighting in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus has all power. The name of Jesus has power over the devil. The name of Jesus is the holy name that he was given in the womb. You shall call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people. And how did he save his people? By dying on the cross, by shedding his blood, and by the resurrection. I tell you, he has saved his people. I thank God for the cross. Whenever I look at the cross in my room, you know what I say? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you did that so that I would be a child of God. You know, all my letters, when I send them out 4 times a year, I always address them to Dear Child of God. And that's exactly what we are, children of God who have surrendered to Christ. Do you know that you're a child of God today? Have you surrendered to Jesus? If you've surrendered to Jesus, you're a child of God, and that you are loved with an everlasting love. Do you know that today? It doesn't feel that way, you say. Well, you know what? I can't feel the oxygen that I'm breathing in, but I'm breathing it in anyway. It doesn't feel that way. I don't care how it feels. You are a child of God if you have surrendered to Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Tonight at 7 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Church on School Street, we're having a glory meeting. And we're going to experience, by God's grace, his presence, his awesomeness, his greatness, his holiness. We're going to experience those things. How does it happen? We praise the Lord until we get a spirit of worship. And then we worship him until the glory comes. How we need to love God. Do you love God today? Do you know him? This is another word. Do you know God today? I'm not saying, do you know about him? Do you know him? I know him. I want to know him better. Who's calling?
Hey, yes, it's Paul.
Paul?
Yes.
What would you like us to pray for?
Well, I'd just like to share that earlier in your broadcast, you had mentioned we need to be patient with the Lord, and that's just a word that I feel God has been revealing to me, is that we need to be patient not only with others, which is very important, but we need to be patient with ourselves, and we need to be patient with God and with his grace. So we need to be perseverant in that patience. And also, I'd just like to share that I've been attending the Glory Nights, and that Hesed love that you refer to, the presence of God is always there. And I'd also like to encourage, if you've been there, I'd like to encourage people to practice that praise and worship, not only in the church, but in your home, in your car, at work, wherever it may be, because that's something I've been doing lately, is practicing it right in my bedroom. And that same presence of God comes. And so I just wanted to encourage people to practice this, not only on Wednesday nights, but at all times, because God is, God is everywhere. And I'll see you guys tonight. Love you guys.
Thank you, Paul. You did a good job. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You know, I remember one day, it was a fall day. I was going to have dinner with one of my parishioners, and I was praising God. It was a perfect day. I had two hands on the wheels. Every once in a while, I took one off and put my hand up. Then I put it back on the wheel. But you know what? That was the day that I was looking for a certain number on the circular streets. And I found out, I saw a man at the stoop of the stairs, and he was drinking a beer. I said, "Can you tell me where 62 is in this street?" He said, "Go and ask my wife." So, like a dutiful child, I went in to ask his wife. When she sees me, she starts screaming, "Who are you? Why are you here?" She had a baby in her arms. She said, "You see this baby? His mother is a drug addict, and we want to adopt this child." I said, "My friend, this child is yours. I wasn't looking for you. I wasn't looking for you, but God was looking for you. You can stake it on your life that this child is yours." And you know what? The child was hers, and I baptized the child. That's wonderful. It all came through praise and worship in the car. Who's calling?
Jerome Crowley.
Well, talk, Jerome.
Yes, will you pray for me and all my family?
We do every week.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, Jerome. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. And people, snap your radios off if you're calling us.
Praise and worship has the power to change people. Praise and worship changed me. It changed my relationship with Jesus. It changed my understanding of who Jesus was, what he did for us. Because when we praise and worship Jesus, the glory of God falls. Heaven falls, you know? And when heaven falls, it has the blueprints and the DNA and the understanding and the wisdom and the fusion of heaven. So 1 second in the glory, you can learn more than 1 year. It's just doing things by human ways. Human ways aren't God's ways. As we praise the Lord today. Let God's love fall on you. Let God's love fall on you. As you praise him, we were created, we were designed, we were made to praise the Lord. You know, we can have an understanding of what should be done on earth by looking at what's been being done in heaven. The Our Father, we pray that we live on earth as it is in heaven. So we got to partake with that. You know, it's very interesting and it's awesome that when we begin to chant holy, holy, holy to Jesus, as the angels are around the throne of God in heaven, you know, the presence and the tangible presence of God begins to fall. You know, I have been being changed by these prayer meetings. It's amazing. People have been changed so much in just these 6-7 months by these prayer meetings. But it has nothing to do with me or Father Tom. It's just we're together in one accord and we're praising God. We're praising the Lord and we're just inviting God. We're cooperating with the grace. You know, God gave you your voice so you could praise him. He gave us our ears so we could not only hear the voice of God, but hear the sounds of heaven. He gave us our eyes so we could gaze upon the crucifix, the cross. We could gaze upon the things of heaven. All of your faculties were designed in one way or another to give honor and give praise to the Lord. So when we give back to this Lord this atmosphere of praise, we thank you, Jesus. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. You know, God is so delighted and he's so happy that we're in our office. God created us to praise him. You know, God created everything on this earth with a perfect purpose. And the truth is every tree, every animal, everything on this earth is fulfilling their purpose of why God created them. Except our human will, we fell, and we fell into sin. But we can operate back in the reason why God created you when you begin to praise Him, when you begin to love Him, when you begin to worship Him, when you begin to tell Him how worthy and special He is. And when you do that, you become flooded. You become flooded, and you return back to your state in the glory of God while you were created. So, Father, we know that everything is a grace. We know that everything is a grace. So we just pray. I pray for the grace today to worship you, to love you, to praise you, to not look upon myself where I become tormented, but to become look upon you, Jesus, to look upon the cross, to think about the cross and what you did and just exalt you in ecstatic praises of your goodness and your love. Because when we think upon ourselves, we are tormented. When we think upon ourselves, we become tormented. When we think upon Jesus, we are filled with His love in all of heaven.
Who's calling?
Yes, this is Lou, Father. How are you today?
Good. What's your name?
Lou.
Lou.
Would
you like?
Yes. I'm calling for prayers for my sister Marie, who has stage 4 cancer, but she's doing all right. I keep on praying for her, and I know God has a plan for her, and the Holy Spirit is always with her. I see her getting better, and hopefully she'll keep on getting better. And I'm going to try and make it tonight to your service at St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy, I think you said.
I know I had one
of my cousins who passed away, and I'm sure you might remember him, John Wilson, a good boy, and pray for me, everybody, with my anxiety, and I thank you, Father.
Well, we pray for Marie right now. In the name of Jesus, we curse that cancer. We command it to die and wither without touching any other part of her body. We pray that the big C, which is Christ the Lord, would heal her completely, because the big C is not cancer. It's Christ the Lord, and He is the healer. By His stripes we have been healed. By His stripes we have been healed. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Who's calling?
Joyce.
Joyce, what would you like us to pray for?
My daughter Joy, who's 57, she's been very ill for 3 years. She has a paralyzed diaphragm and many other needs. She's very, very ill for 3 years.
So we pray for Joy today. We pray for a turn in the tide, no longer low tide. Let the tide come in, high tide. Let the doctors fix her. In the name of Jesus, let the doctors have the wherewithal to make her better. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Amen. I believe in doctors, but we don't stop with doctors. We stop with the prayer of faith. You know what conquers the world? Even our faith has conquered the world. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030.
Father, in these last minutes, we ask for you to send forth your Spirit. We call down the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. As sons and childs of God, we have that authority. We ask that heaven reigns on earth as it is in heaven. We call down healing. We call forth your light, the light of Christ. We ask for your divinity right now to come upon every listener and to fuse in them, Lord. We ask for a touch of the presence of God. Let the light of Christ drive out all darkness. Jesus, you came to illuminate this world. Illuminate right now every listener, everyone listening, that we haven't chosen you, that you have chosen us before the beginning of time. And we ask for the grace to trust in you, Lord, that we want to trust trust in you so our heart's desire can be manifested, Lord. We ask for that you divinize us, Jesus, that we see things not how the humans see things, that we see things as you see things, Jesus, that we see things through your perspective, and we realize that everything is going to be okay, that it's already all done for us, that if we just trust and surrender and love and let you fill us with your grace and your glory in the kingdom of God, that everything will be achieved through us, for us. Look, Father, keep praying.
So we pray, O God, for your perfect will in your people, in your perfect will in us, because your perfect will is wonderful. O God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your people. The scripture says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? We ask you for the Holy Spirit. We ask you for a new Pentecost. We ask you that we would be in one accord tonight. We ask you that you would drench us with the rain of God, that you would drench us inside and out with the power of God. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, who gave us forgiveness, who gives us the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.